Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we are diving into Closer to Love by Vex King, a renowned spiritual advisor and mind coach whose works have resonated deeply on the Sunday Times bestseller list. In this 2023 release, King explores the intricate landscapes of connection and intimacy. Closer to Love unpacks the secrets to cultivating meaningful relationships, starting with the foundation of self-love. By integrating personal anecdotes with insights from various relationship experts, the book offers a robust framework for understanding and enhancing both platonic and romantic bonds. This book is ideal for anyone on the spectrum of love, from couples facing challenges in their relationships to singles, eager to enrich their approach to potential partners, and even individuals interested in deepening their self-connection. King's practical advice aims to transform your approach to relationships, ensuring you achieve a more loving and fulfilling life. Closer to Love: How to Attract the Right Relationships and Deepen Your Connections. Introduction. Discover the secrets to a fulfilling love life. Do you ever feel like the universe of romance is moving around you while you're stuck in one place, watching as your friends tie the knot, siblings get engaged, and neighbors buy homes big enough for entire families? Meanwhile, you struggle to foster deep connections, often ending up feeling more isolated with each failed relationship. It's a scenario far too familiar to many, but it certainly doesn't have to be your forever story. Transforming your love life starts with an unexpected but crucial first step: turning inward. Rather than scouring the world for the perfect partner, it's about preparing yourself to meet them halfway. This refreshed approach involves digging deep into your personal attributes, understanding your needs, and refining what you seek in a connection so that when love comes knocking, you're ready to open the door. Embrace the journey toward love as not just a quest for another, but as a path of self-discovery and personal growth. With insights rooted in psychology and real-world experiences, this chapter guides you through the essential changes that pave the way for meaningful and lasting relationships. What awaits is not just a change in your love life, but an all-encompassing shift towards daily joy and fulfillment. So take the first step and watch as the pieces of the romantic puzzle begin to align more gracefully than ever. Part 1. Exploring the Multifaceted Nature of Love. Love, a simple four-letter word that perplexes philosophers, inspires poets, and drives countless romantic pursuits. But what exactly is love? The answer may seem as complex as the emotion itself. Vex King offers a compelling breakdown of love, treating it not as a mere feeling, but as a dynamic force expressed in three essential aspects: action, vibration, and a way of life. First, consider love as an action. True love isn't just about experiencing butterflies and reveling in passionate emotions. It's about the deliberate actions taken to nurture and sustain a relationship, particularly when the initial thrill wanes. As exhilarating as the early stages of love can be, they are not the foundations on which lasting relationships are built. It's the ongoing commitment to work through differences, celebrate each other's quirks, and provide a haven for vulnerability that truly cements a union. Weathering the storms together strengthens the bond, proving that resolute effort is at the heart of enduring love. Transitioning to love as a vibration, we find love functioning like a powerful internal frequency that manifests joy, kindness, and harmony. This perspective suggests that your emotional and mental states can actually attune to a love frequency that enhances your well-being and enriches your interactions with others. However, maintaining this frequency requires conscious effort, like tuning an instrument to keep it playing sweet melodies. It involves immersing yourself in positivity, uplifting your spirit with affirmations, and being attuned to the presence of love everywhere around you. Finally, embracing love as a way of life transforms it into a guiding principle for our everyday actions. It's about consistently choosing to act from a place of love, accepting others wholly, celebrating their positive traits, and supporting them unconditionally. By making love a habitual choice, it becomes more than an emotion. It shapes your entire existence and interactions, turning everyday life into a richer, more fulfilling experience. Vex King's approach to love encourages us to see it not just as something we feel, but something we actively do, resonate with, and live by. Adopting this comprehensive view turns love from a fleeting emotion into a transformative power that can indeed make the world go round. Part 2. Self-connection paves the way for profound relationships. Before embarking on the quest for deep connections with others, it's crucial to forge a strong relationship with yourself. The saying, "You can't pour from an empty cup," rings especially true in the realm of personal relationships. To genuinely connect and share life with someone else, one must first ensure they are connected and fulfilled within their own life. This idea underscores the significance of self-discovery and self-love as prerequisites to experiencing authentic and fulfilling love with others. The journey begins with cultivating a robust sense of self-love, which isn't about egoism, but about recognizing and valuing your worth. By nurturing love within, you naturally become more resilient and capable in handling relationships. You will not only connect better, but will also attract partners who resonate with the true essence of who you are. So, how does one begin this process of loving oneself? It starts with self-awareness. Engaging in introspective practices can be profoundly enlightening. Ask yourself key questions such as, "What am I seeking in a relationship? What unique qualities do I bring to a partnership? And how do I handle rejection and critique?" These inquiries help peel back the layers of your personality and reveal your core values and desires. Reflecting on your previous relationships can also provide valuable insights. Analyzing what has historically worked or failed helps you understand your relational patterns and needs. Additionally, establishing and respecting personal boundaries is crucial. Boundaries protect your individuality and are vital for maintaining a healthy sense of self within any relationship. Another vital component of self-love is nurturing your growth through personal hobbies, journaling, or any activity that allows you to engage deeply with your passions and interests. Moreover, self-care, whether physical, mental, or spiritual, is not selfish but essential. These practices keep you grounded and whole, thereby enhancing your ability to engage in healthy and fulfilling relationships with others. The path to profound relationships is beautifully complex and starts with an inward journey. By bridging the gap between knowing oneself and loving oneself, you set the stage for more authentic, stable, and deep connections with others. Part 3: The transformative power of self-work before romance. Consider Rory's story. After his parents' separation, his life was filled with constant change and instability. This upheaval impacted his ability to form lasting, meaningful relationships. He cycled through partners, unable to fully express his emotions or connect on a deeper level. This narrative may resonate with many of us, even if our backgrounds differ slightly. Our past experiences, whether from upbringing, cultural influences, or previous traumas, shape how we engage in relationships today. Like Rory, you might find that remnants of your past cloud your ability to build solid connections. Perhaps you feel insecure, fear rejection, or hesitate to show vulnerability. These feelings are not uncommon, but they don't have to dictate your relationship destiny. The journey towards healthier, genuine relationships begins with a crucial step: focusing on yourself. Before diving into a new relationship, tackle any lingering emotional baggage. This includes unrealistic expectations of what your partner should fulfill, fears of repeating past relationship failures, and harboring negative emotions like anger or resentment. Establish a clear boundary between your past and the present, a cutoff line where what's behind you doesn't interfere with what's ahead. By leaving these burdens at the threshold, your new relationship is poised for greater success. Another critical area is recognizing and modifying detrimental attachment styles, often rooted in early childhood relationships. These patterns can carry over into adult relationships, causing unnecessary strife. Breaking free from these cycles involves self-compassion and a readiness to address and express your feelings openly. Pay attention to your needs and aim to meet them effectively. Changing these deep-seated behaviors can dramatically enhance your ability to form lasting partnerships. Finally, embrace the habit of self-reflection post-breakup. Analyze your role in the relationship's end and identify how you can improve in the future. But don't wallow in regret. Instead, use this time to reinvest in yourself, rekindle passions, reconnect with friends, and prioritize your happiness and well-being. By nurturing your joy and maintaining an open heart, you pave the way for the right relationship to enter your life when the time is right. Through self-work and reflection, transform your approach to relationships and watch as new, healthy connections blossom. Part 4. Navigate relationships with these 10 essential rules. Embarking on a relationship can be likened to setting sail on a vast ocean. Without the proper navigational tools, reaching your destination can be a challenge. Vex King provides a valuable compass in the form of 10 guiding principles for relationships, designed to enhance your journey together and steer clear of turmoil. Rule number 1. Cherish the little things. It's easy to overlook small gestures, but these are the cornerstone of keeping a relationship fresh. Whether it's sending a thoughtful message or exploring a new activity together, these acts of kindness fortify the bonds of love. Rule number 2. Approach conflicts with maturity. In disagreements, the goal isn't to emerge as the winner, but to resolve issues with compassion and fairness. Rule number 3. Maintain diverse forms of intimacy. Intimacy isn't solely physical, it encompasses emotional and intellectual closeness as well. Foster these connections by expressing gratitude, maintaining curiosity about each other, and sharing heartfelt moments. Rule number 4. Fulfill your responsibilities. A relationship is a partnership where both individuals need to contribute equitably, even in mundane tasks like household chores. Rule number 5. Tackle tough conversations early. Addressing potential conflicts about incompatibilities before they escalate can prevent them from becoming unmanageable fractures in the relationship. Rule number 6. Avoid harmful comparisons. Don't measure your partner against your ex, others, or even their past selves. Such comparisons can undermine respect and trust. Rule number 7. Set shared goals. From the outset, discuss mutual aspirations, conflict resolution strategies, and future plans to ensure aligned objectives. Rule number 8. Embrace each other's uniqueness. Trying to change your partner into an ideal version of them is futile. Instead, appreciate and celebrate their individuality. Rule number 9. Cultivate a strong friendship base. Friendship is a strong foundation for any relationship, characterized by mutual respect, support, and attentive listening. Rule number 10. Encourage personal growth. Being in a relationship should not hinder personal development. Supporting each other's individual progress not only enhances personal fulfillment, but also enriches the relationship. Adhering to these 10 rules can significantly increase the health and happiness of your relationship. Just like a ship's captain relies on a compass, you too can use these guidelines to navigate the complex waters of love and partnership. Part 5. Confronting the challenges within relationships. Relationships, though often idealized in media as perfect unions of bliss, invariably have their complexities and challenges. Despite our best efforts and good intentions, no one is immune from exhibiting unhealthy behaviors within a relationship. These behaviors often stem from deep-rooted triggers shaped by past experiences, making even the emotionally savvy among us vulnerable to negative reactions when these raw spots are inadvertently poked by our partners. The journey towards overcoming these complexities begins with introspection. Identifying and understanding the root causes of your triggers is crucial. By acknowledging where these emotional responses originate, you can start to perceive their impact on your relationships and gain a clearer understanding of your reactions. Once you have a grasp on the origins of your triggers and the reasons behind your reactions, the next step is controlling them. This involves pausing before reacting impulsively and considering if the perceived trigger was really an intentional act by your partner or merely a misunderstanding. This critical moment of reflection can help prevent a cascade of negative interactions. Equally important is becoming attuned to your partner's triggers. Recognizing what sets them off and handling these delicate areas with thoughtfulness and care can mitigate conflicts and deepen mutual understanding. Incorporating relational intelligence into your relationship is another essential strategy. As highlighted by psychotherapist Esther Perel, relational intelligence involves nurturing a connection and building trust with your partner. This can be accomplished through effective communication, expressing needs and feelings clearly, and providing mutual support. Creating a safe emotional environment where both partners feel understood and valued is fundamental. Additionally, psychologists like Joanne Davila advocate for developing the three key skills of insight, mutuality, and emotion regulation to maintain healthy relationships. Insight involves reflective understanding of how your behaviors affect the relationship. Mutuality refers to the reciprocal understanding that both partners' needs are valid and important. Finally, emotion regulation involves recognizing and managing your emotions to support both your well-being and that of the relationship. Facing the challenges within relationships isn't just about dealing with conflicts as they arise, but also about proactively nurturing the skills and intelligence necessary to foster a stable and healthy partnership. Part 6. Recognizing when it's time to part ways in a relationship. Relationships, much like journeys, can come to crossroads where the paths diverge irreconcilably. It's important to understand that not all relationships are destined to last forever, and reaching an endpoint does not spell failure. Instead, these endings can impart critical lessons vital for personal growth. However, it can be challenging to discern when it's time to let go, especially for those who fear the implications of such a decision. One primary indicator that it might be time to exit a relationship is if it begins to erode your sense of self, causing you to lose self-esteem and stray from your true nature. This is a significant red flag that the relationship is more harmful than beneficial. Another sign is the unfulfillment of your emotional needs. Relationships should support and enrich your emotional life. If your partner's expressions of love no longer meet your core emotional requirements, or if you find yourself seeking different experiences and paths, it's worth assessing the situation critically. Misalignment of goals is another reason that can stagnate a relationship. When you no longer share the same life objectives, the relationship may struggle to progress and can lead to mutual dissatisfaction. Serious, unresolved conflicts also signal a deep rift in the relationship. Dr. John Gottman, a renowned relationship expert, identifies four destructive types of conflict: criticism, stonewalling, defensiveness, and contempt. Each of these behaviors can significantly undermine the health of a relationship. If these issues become commonplace, without resolution or compromise, they can lead to an inevitable breakdown. If you recognize one or more of these issues, take it as a sign to reevaluate your relationship. Ask yourself whether the relationship's issues are surmountable, and if your significant other's behavior is something you can continue to accept. Should you find that the answer leans towards no, it may be time to consider gracefully exiting the relationship. Remember, leaving a relationship that no longer serves your well-being isn't a mark of personal failure, but an act of self-love. Being single should not be equated with loneliness. Instead, it can be an empowering state of independence and self-discovery. Final summary. The foundation of transformative relationships lies in the twin pillars of connectivity: connecting authentically with oneself and forging deep connections with one's partner. Starting with self-connection, it's essential to embark on a journey of self-discovery. This process involves a profound understanding of your personal desires, boundaries, past emotional injuries, and your distinct attachment style. It's only through a thorough and compassionate understanding of oneself that you can hope to engage in truly meaningful relationships. When embarking on a relationship, the focus shifts to building and maintaining a connection with your partner. This includes understanding and sensitively handling their emotional triggers, and ensuring that the flame of love continues to burn brightly through thoughtful gestures and shared experiences. Additionally, it's crucial to develop strategies for effectively managing conflicts and disagreements that naturally arise in any partnership. Relationships require consistent and dedicated effort to flourish. They are not static, but dynamic entities that grow and evolve. Thus, they demand continual nurturing and attention. By committing to both self-growth and the growth of your relationship, you lay down the groundwork for a lasting and fulfilling partnership. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.